Migrant nurses could be given a faster path to residency if the government's current approach to enticing skilled workers doesn't work. The new Immigration Minister, Michael Wood, told a select committee yesterday he'll be taking a wait-and-see approach. Now, at the moment, nurses are included in a work-to-residence pathway, which allows residence applications but only after 2 years of work. Some professions can apply for residence within 6 months of attaining a work visa, and Michael Wood is with us now on RNZ. Kia ora.
Morning, Susie.
When you say a wait-and-see approach, how long are you going to wait and see?
Look, this is a critical area. It's essential that we do have enough nurses to do the job, and we've been acting on that. I'll be monitoring the new system very closely, bearing in mind it only really started as of Monday this week. We do need enough nurses to do the job. We've got a very simplified pathway under the new accredited work visa with a 2-year pathway to residency. But the key thing is the outcome. So I'll be working with the health sector. I'll be listening to them. I'll be looking at what's happening. And I'll be open-minded about making sure we get the right outcome.
OK, so how many nurses have applied for this pathway?
Oh, as I say, the work visa is part of the accredited work visa system only opened on Monday. So I don't have an update as to how many nurses have applied as of this point. But we do expect that it will be a very attractive pathway because it does offer a guaranteed pathway towards residence in a pretty simple way.
OK, but does that mean that you haven't had any applications yet?
Oh, look, I just wouldn't be able to say. I expect that there probably have been some coming through the system. The way the new system works, it's a 3-step process. The employer has to register, the employer then has to advertise, and then migrant workers can apply. And it's that most recent stage that only opened as at the start of this week. So I will be getting updates from next week. I expect we will have applications, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it to make sure that it's meeting the need.
Are you prioritising the nurses as Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora Chief Exec Margie Apa is calling for?
Yes, we absolutely have prioritised people in this area. We prioritised 2,300 border exemptions while the border was mainly closed for nurses. Thousands have got residency through the 2021 residency visa process that we've set up. And now we have this very simplified process, residency after 2 years. We've brought all of the nursing categories together. They previously had different visa pathways, so it is much simpler and it will be much more attractive. But as I say, we're open-minded.
But how can you say that that's prioritisation when some professions are able to apply for residence sooner? They're the ones being prioritised, aren't they? And the nurses are further back in the queue.
It's prioritisation because the vast majority of people coming into New Zealand don't have that simple pathway after 2 years open to them at all. The reason that nurses were put in that 2-year category was based on an assessment that we want to have surety that people will work in the area that they come into because we know that the needs are so serious in this area. But as I say, the key thing
is... Do you agree then with Nicola Willis? She says that you need the nurses now and that you should roll out that welcome mat and give them the residence now and more quickly.
Oh, look, we certainly need nurses now, and that's why we've got this simplified pathway there. We do think it will be attractive for bringing nurses into New Zealand, noting that there is a global shortage of nurses, and other countries like Australia have been finding it difficult as well. But this, make no mistake, this is a much simplified pathway to what we've had before COVID, under the previous government. But I'll be watching it closely. If we need to make adjustments to the system as we go on, I'll be open-minded to that.
Michael Wood, thank you very much, Immigration Minister.